Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to point you this morning to the best lesson on preaching I've ever come across. Those of you that aren't preachers, don't tune me out, because it's the same thing. It works the same way for you as you bring the Word of God to others. And that's God's charge to all of us, to bring His Word to other people, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. This lesson is in the 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah. You no doubt would be able to recognize the first few verses of that chapter. Remember them? God says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch." And then as that wonderful word concludes, "And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness." That's good, but that's not it. Comes a little further down here in Jeremiah chapter 23. As the Lord through Jeremiah is condemning the false prophets who are claiming to bring God's word to the people. Verse 16, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord." And then in the end of this section, the 22nd verse, Jeremiah 23, here's the best lesson on preaching I've ever come across. God says, "But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have announced my words to my people and would have turned them back from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds." Or let me put it all just much more simply. Stand before you proclaim. Stand before you proclaim. God says, "But if the false prophets had stood in my counsel," there was the problem. They hadn't stood in God's counsel. The Hebrew word "sod" there means an intimate fellowship. They hadn't stood with God alone. Before they ever said, "Thus saith the Lord," they never stood first with God himself. "But if they," the false prophets, "had stood in my counsel," the Lord says, "they would have announced my words to my people." Well, it makes sense then that these false prophets, they never stood in my counsel, God said. So there's no way when they came before the people that they could have ever been speaking my word. At best, it might be just what they think my word is, but in reality, what they were speaking was their own words. "If these prophets would have stood in my counsel," says the Lord, "they would have spoken my words to my people, and they would have turned back from their evil way," that is my people, "and from the evil of their deeds." The implication is that because they never got God's word from God and went and spoke their own word, what they spoke ended up being a mess. Is the Holy Spirit speaking to any of us preachers in this room? Stand before you proclaim. What an incredible lesson. That before we ever walk into a pulpit, before we ever go into a classroom to teach or a small group Bible study to lead, first we've got to stand before the Lord, whose message it is, and who's going to give us the message to bring. Stand before you proclaim. Stand before the Lord in his counsel, Jeremiah 23, 22 says. To do what? Two things. stand before the Lord to learn his message. We can only get his message by standing before him, studying over the text, praying over the text. I know where your mind is. The reality of ministry, that's going to take time. Yeah, you can't stand before the Lord. You can't begin standing before the Lord for Sunday on Saturday night. Too late. And what an opportunity you have here in this place, in this institution, that you're able to come into an intimacy as you stand in the Lord's counsel that many preachers will never have the opportunity. You get to stand in the presence, listening in the original Hebrew and in the original Greek. Stand before the Lord before you speak. Learn everything you can about the word that you're going to preach or teach. And pray and pray and pray. And then pray some more as you come into the counsel of the Lord for his wisdom. Stand in the counsel of the Lord before you preach or teach. You'll be tempted not to. As you realize Sunday's coming quick, you've got no sermon yet. You'll be tempted to stand in the counsel of convenience. You've done that, I have too. We looked in the scripture, found a, read something. Oh, yeah, that'll work. There's an angle, that'll preach. I can put something around that. 2 hours, sit down, write a sermon, you're done. Or worse yet, you find somebody else's message. 3 great alliterative points. I'm done now. No. Listen again, the best lesson I've heard about preaching. But if they, God says, the false prophets, would have stood in my counsel to make sure it's right in God's sight. Never get up to preach, never get up to teach, never get up to lead before him, before people, before you've stood before him in his counsel. You know, I learned something else in this text. The lesson is not just about learning the message that he has for you, but to consider how he wants the message brought too. That's standing in his counsel. Listen again, Jeremiah 23:22. God says, but if they, the false prophets, had stood in my counsel, listen, then they would have announced my words to my people. It doesn't say they would have dabarred my words to my people. Hebrew, spoken them. It says they would have shamad my words to my people, to hear. Hifil, to cause to hear. Isn't that good though? God didn't bring us to give a talk. He didn't call us to bring a religious presentation. What a powerful word. He called you and I to stand in his counsel so that then we can be equipped by himself, that when we come before the people, we're bringing a message that he, by his powerful Holy Spirit, will cause to be heard. Because his word never returns empty. When you stand in the counsel of the Lord and immerse yourself in his word, then you don't just give a sermon. You stand as God's messenger and deliver his message. Good. Stand before you proclaim. Why? To learn his message. You know what I learned here was that the real reason you stand before you proclaim isn't first and foremost to learn his message. The real reason I've got to stand before him before I proclaim to people is that I need to experience his message for myself. God said, verse 22, but if they, the false prophets, had stood in my counsel, then they would have announced my words to my people, and it would have turned them back from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Why would that turning back have happened? Because if the false prophets would have stood in God's counsel, they would have experienced first themselves God's message, his message of repentance, that would have indicted them first themselves, and then heard God's message of grace that would have come and changed their ways. They first themselves would have turned themselves from their own evil ways. And then when they go to the people, they don't just come with a word, they don't just come with a talk, they don't come with just a message, they come with what God has placed in them that has worked for them. As they bring it to the people. And think about it, that was the power with which Peter preached on Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, each one of you, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. Same Peter who had denied the Lord and let the Lord down so many times. Same Peter who Jesus went to the cross for. Same Peter who God said, on the basis of Christ, I'm not going to hold your sins against you. Same Peter who Jesus comes, the 21st chapter of the book of John, and says, I'm calling you back. I'm accepting you back. Go feed my lambs. Before he ever got up on Pentecost, Peter had found out that grace and mercy for our sins worked for Peter. That's why he could preach so powerfully about it to others. When you and I stand before the Lord, before we proclaim, we realize for ourselves the same words Peter said, Lord, go away from me because I'm a sinful man. Sinful mouth, sinful ears, sinful hands, sinful everything. But the incredible mercy of God is that he doesn't go away. But he says, though your sins are scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. He doesn't go away. He says, I'm not counting your sins against you. I'm laying on Christ the iniquity of everybody. In Christ, you are free from your sins. In Christ, you are new. In Christ, you are now ready to bring my word to my people. You understand now? Stand before him, before you proclaim to them. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.